Good night, everybody.
Happy Wednesday to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. Happy to be here on a Wednesday. We are going to talk about a whole heck of a lot today, obviously. J.D. Vance speaking later tonight. It's Wednesday, right? Oh, yes. It is Wednesday. Okay. J.D. Vance will be speaking tonight at the RNC. Very exciting. Very exciting here. We are very happy to be here. Good evening to the LFA family, the captain's crew, the Ungovernables, and, of course, McGroin Nation. And we are jacked up. There is so much to talk about. The Trump assassination attempt, obviously, as you know, in my mind, maybe not in the minds of others, but I think in many, the minds of many and the heads of many, despite the fact the RNC is going on right now, is still at the, I mean, it's at the forefront of my focus, right? I desperately want to know what the hell went on here. Now, Jeremy broke something very interesting early today about who owned or currently owns or somewhat owns the building that the shooter was positioned on when he took his shot at Donald Trump, obviously fatally wounded Corey Comprator, the ex-fire chief who died shielding his family from the assassin's bullets. Very interesting. If you haven't seen it, it's on Jeremy's show today. It's also on his Instagram. It is very significant, very interesting connections that have been made there. And so there may be more coming from that story. We don't know. But certainly it is healthy to ask questions. And that's what we're going to do. Listen, I don't like to speculate and tell you I know exactly what's going on if I don't know exactly what's going on, right? This is the point. But it is very healthy, like Jeremy did this morning, to ask questions about what's going on here. And it's going to be very healthy to continue to ask questions about the Secret Service, about the FBI, about the Department of Homeland Security. And the key word when it comes to the Department of Homeland Security is what? Security, right? Security. Let's face it. Alejandro Mayorkas, don't call my name, don't call my name. Alejandro, right? And Lady Gaga, right? I don't like her, but his name's Alejandro Mayorkas. The guy is the head of the, and I say head, it's funny because you look at his head, he's bald, he looks like a cue ball. He is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and nothing about this country is secure, nothing. The border's not secure. Secret Service protectees are not secure. And the narrative that we are being fed right now is what? Incompetence, security failure. Okay. I mean, listen, here's me. I'm sitting down right here. I am receiving information from everybody, right? Wherever. If I'm watching cable news, if I'm reading about it online, if we're talking to people who have experience in security, if we're listening to guys like Dan Bongino who did Secret Service, right? We're all just receiving this information from people, and it's important to receive it. I try to receive this information objectively. Now, I'm old enough to remember, and by old enough to remember, I mean, I talked about this on Monday, how the Secret Service was blaming local police, right? Local police. They were the reasons why somebody was allowed access to that building. Well, now the local police is coming out and saying, not so fast. So we have those types of information clashes going on. Who's telling the truth? Because both sides of that story can't be true. It was either the police's responsibility, right? Or it was Secret Service's responsibility. But it had to be somebody's responsibility, right? It had to be somebody's responsibility. Now, I think I haven't listened to the episode yet. I'm a little behind on Bongino. I haven't even listened to his Monday episode yet. Because honestly, folks, this story has... this assassination attempt, I got to be real with you, right? I watched Trump's entrance into the RNC again last night in high definition, and you could see him very emotional. And, you know, it's one of those moments I still don't think all of us have necessarily digested and processed, A, what happened on Saturday, B, what almost happened on Saturday, and C, like, yeah, I don't think we've all talked about it. Brennan and I, we met with the McGroins. We had, you know, lunch. We met with a bunch of McGroins. Winky, winky, nod, nod. And, of course, Mr. Nod. Mr. and Mrs. Tarna. Mr. and Mrs. Speak. Right? We were hanging out.
Yeah.
Shaking. Wieners. Right? I had to do it. At some point, we had to do it. Right? I'm sure Shaking, if he's in the chat right now, will comment appropriately. Wieners, right? It is hump day, right, Dragon? Wieners. So, of course, we're talking about hot dogs. You know.
Yeah,
you know, Nathan's. Nathan Wade, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Champion. Fannie Willis, you know that. And Winky Winky. Dinner time for the pups, by the way. Dinner time. Dinner time. And we've been talking. I feel like, maybe I'm wrong, but I'll, you know what? I don't know about the rest of us. I'll tell you how I feel. Maybe you feel the same way. I have not completely processed Biden. Guys, I'm shaken up by what we saw Saturday. That is not supposed to happen. It's not. I was sitting down thinking about this last night, watching Donald Trump's entrance in and, you know, Don Jr. apparently looking, you know, very emotional, as he should be. His dad was almost killed. Trump was emotional. It was interesting, and it reminded me kind of 9/11, except we don't have the unity in this country that we did after 9/11. We have people, oh, well, Trump wasn't shot in the head. He was grazed in the ear. All right, dip wad. What part of the body, you don't have to be a biologist to answer this question, by the way. What part of the body is the ear attached to? The leg? Huh? The head. Trump was shot in the head. Okay? These people, I mean, we don't have the unity. We have it on our side, but the left. Ah, the bandage was too much. It was overkill. How about you take a bullet to the head and you tell me what's overkill and what's not?
Part of his ear was gone.
Yeah. You know, the guy lost a little portion of his ear, apparently. I don't know. I haven't seen it outside the bandage, but this is what we're being told. Okay? A lot of blood. Very scary incident. I have not fully processed what happened on Saturday. And yesterday we did... I did two Twitter spaces I normally do on Tuesday nights, hosted the MAGA meme coin space, and then joined James and the crew over at Pirate Radio for Trump Tuesday last night on X, and it was a good space. And it was more or less one of these spaces where normally we talk about, you know, the issues and, you know, what's the verdict of a court case going to be, et cetera, et cetera. And this was more or less everybody's personal feelings about what happened on Saturday. It was a really... really interesting space. If you're on X, you could go ahead and find that space there. It was a good one, but it's an emotional thing, right? I mean, you nearly saw a man lose his life on television. That's bad enough, and then consider who the guy is and his role in the direction of our country. And obviously, Corey Comparator lost his life in the stands defending his family. It's an emotional thing. And we got people making light of it. I understand. There's some people say humor is the way out. Fine. That's your prerogative. It's not mine. You know, Alex Jones, I think, posted something. Some other guy who does Trump, and he had the bandage on, and he was making fun of the incident, you know, joking about it. And I said to Alex Jones, didn't you get in trouble for making light of a tragedy, right? Sandy Hook? The guy never learns. Look, say what you want. I'm not a fan of Alex Jones because he's a knee-jerk guy and he's very emotional. It's just too much. And I'm emotional too. And I kind of, you know, get crazy. But we want to make sure that my number one thing was making sure that we remain respectful to the families who have been impacted by this. And I think all of us as Americans in some way, shape, or form have been impacted by it. But that's neither here nor there. Okay? I'm still processing what happened on Saturday. I feel like I haven't slept. I have, but I feel like it's been like 5 minutes ago. I woke up. Brennan woke me up. Say, hey, you know, someone shot somebody else at a rally, and it was an assassination attempt. And it was like, what on earth is going on? But now that we've had a little bit of time to digest and connect some dots and do all of these things, right? It's time to point out that a lot of the things that we're being told just aren't adding up. And I'm not a conspiracy guy. I don't like to do rabbit holes. And we're not going to do rabbit holes. And we're not going to come out of this show one way or the other with a concrete resolution to these questions. But we're going to ask them. We're going to ask them. We'll get to some Menendez stuff. He says some of the quiet part out loud. Matt Brown, our very own Matt of Color, going viral on X right now because he decided to go up on his roof with a Trump flag. It's incredible. And he posted, "I'm on my sloped roof. Do not attempt if you're a member of the Secret Service." I reposted it, and everybody's running with this. It is just incredible. So we have that picture, and then a little behind the scenes of what went on. Maybe Matt Brown should work Secret Service. He seems to be able to navigate slopes a lot better than apparently Kim Cheadle wants to say the Secret Service agents can or can't do. We got that. Some new developments from the FBI. Menendez, as I said. Adam Schiff is now calling for Biden's withdrawal. So we have so much to do, so much to talk about, only an hour to talk about it. And so we got to get done. We got to get rolling with it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, let's get to a word first from our friends over at OFP Farms. We got some new OFP Farms product here, folks. This is the Outlaw Soap. We've talked to you about that a lot. This stuff is great. It's got Trump's mugshot, which I used to believe was the single most iconic photograph in the history of American politics, the Trump mugshot, of course, until July 13th. Now we have OFP Farms Revolution Soap, the We the People Soap. We know all about it. But we also have a brand new soap from OFP Farms that I'm going to show you in just a second. But folks, I got to tell you, if you're tired of your dry, irritated skin and your big woke corporations running everything and stealing your money and then going ahead and supporting naked men and women dancing in front of children, give OFP Farms a try. They would never condone things like that. OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use, soaps, lotions, lip balms, and all-natural pain relief, and of course, beard products. Now, you may be asking, why goat milk? Well, here are some of the benefits. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. Now, they are also a family-owned and operated goat farm. They're a patriotic, America-first, God-fearing company. And I want you to ditch the woke brands and support this small family farm today. Go to the website, ofpfarms.com. Browse their amazing selection of products. And don't forget to use the promo code Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off at checkout. Because I got to show you this new soap that has been flying off the charts. Here we go again. OFP Farms, they did the outlaw soap when Donald Trump was convicted, became the outlaw president. They flew off the shelves. Here we go again with OFP Farms putting out another barn burner, another amazing product right there. It's the Never Surrender soap with Donald Trump's fight picture on it, the new most iconic picture in American history. Check it out at ofpfarms.com. Use the promo code Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, to get 15% off of this soap and anything else you find on the website. ofpfarms.com, promo code Shawn. ofpfarms.com, promo code S-H-A-W-N. We also have a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. Take a look.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch to number two, USA.com, switch2USA.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and of course, sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time. While so many little guys, small business owners, regular people were forced to close, now the wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it and how can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action to switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned Made in America manufacturer for all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef all delivered right to your door. I want you to switch away from Made in China and switch to Made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that's happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch2usa.com. Switch2usa.com. That is switch2, you see it on your screen, usa.com. Sign up and find out how you can ditch the woke brands and join an amazing, amazing group of people and support an amazing company like switch2usa.com. All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, let's rock and roll. Let's check in with the live chat. I see a lot of people here in the live chat this afternoon. I almost said this morning. I'm stuck in yesterday, believe it or not. Here we go. Things are not adding up. And what I mean by that, not to get conspiratorial, I'm not going to make a declaration on what definitely happened. That's not going to happen on this show, but we are going to have a healthy skepticism of what we've been given, the information that we've been given, and we're going to ask questions. Now, the number one narrative that has been pushed thus far, okay, is what about the Trump assassination attempt, right? What is the number one narrative that we're getting thus far? What does the live chat think? I said it earlier in the show. What is the number one, what is the narrative that we're getting thus far from Secret Service and everybody who has been involved in the Trump assassination attempt? Brennan, do you know what we're being told? The number one narrative is thus far with regards to how the Trump assassination attempt happened. What are they telling us? What are they blaming it on?
The sloped roof.
That's why they said there was no Secret Service agent up there. But they're calling it largely a security failure, right?
Okay.
Which are they saying there was intent, or are they saying, oops, it was incompetence?
Oops, how'd that happen?
They're saying oops, right? They're going with the oops, right? We got the... We got the chat saying slope roof, right? Everybody's and Russ Hawk is talking about something is afoot here. There is something afoot. Winky winky nod nod saying it's somebody else's fault, right? Emerald Sonic 78 is saying that people are saying that it was staged. Yes, Denise is right as well, saying it's fake. Now they're talking about an Iranian plot. JL Jazz is saying it was an epic fail. Everybody in the chat is right. The one thing that they're not obviously going to admit, because you would never admit it, is that it was a setup or that it was intentional. Now, I don't know. I don't know if it was a setup, if it was intentional, but I am going to tell you this right now. That scenario is looking more realistic by the day based off of not my theories, not my opinions, not anything like that, based off of their own actions. What do I mean by their own actions? Okay, let's first talk about what happened Monday. Monday, we talked about how Secret Service was saying that it was the local police department's fault that somebody wasn't up on the roof, right? Somebody wasn't securing that area up on the roof of that building where the shooter gained access and fired shots into the crowd aimed at Donald Trump. They said it was the local police department's fault. Well, the local police department now is coming out and saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on now, right? It's not our fault. This is according to Breitbart. This is a very, very interesting piece. Okay, and this is just the beginning of it. The local police officer who encountered the would-be assassin of former President Donald Trump did not retreat, right? How many times did we hear that? What? An officer went up on the roof, saw the shooter, and turned around? That guy should have ended it right there. Well, there's more to that story, according to the local police department. Now, who do you believe more, the local PD or the feds? Well, I don't know if I trust anybody, but I'm more likely to trust the local PD than I am to trust the feds. Apparently, this officer that did confront the shooter on the roof tried to grab his gun, but fell, injured himself in the process, and now the officer is in pretty bad mental shape, apparently carrying around this guilt. According to this article on Breitbart, this officer that encountered the shooter on the roof did not get up on the roof with a ladder, did not walk up to the shooter, get pointed at, and then, you know, turn around and walk away. Apparently what was happening, according to what was going on this roof, it said he was not in position to engage the suspect at all. He was actually being assisted. There was an officer on the ground, and the ground officers hoisted him up, like the military thing where you have your hands cupped. You've all seen it. People have helped each other get up, where you have the guy, he steps here and you help him up the roof. The officer was apparently putting both of his hands up on the roof to pull him up. He wasn't able to grab his gun, tries to grab his gun, and apparently falls off of the roof and hurts himself, right? It says here he's picking his head up to see where the suspect is. The suspect turns his rifle and points it at the head of my officer. This is the commissioner speaking. and noting the officer was not in a position to engage. Further, he said the officer did not retreat despite assumptions made in the media. Obviously, this is the commissioner speaking, he's not in a position to engage him by any means. And he did not retreat. It's not that he didn't want to engage, he could not engage, he said, explaining he let go of the roof to try to get his gun, and of course he fell backwards, actually getting injured in the process. So that's number one. And this is according to the local PD. And we know, what do we know about the Bongino rule and about stories and stuff that come out? The first story that usually comes out isn't usually the right story. This is a rush to judgment, okay? So the officer, and keep in mind, this is a 10-foot building.
Where was the ladder? Why didn't he just climb the ladder?
Maybe he didn't know where the ladder was. That's the point. And we have a story about the ladder coming up, okay? Maybe the cops didn't know where the ladder was. Remember, this is local PD, not Secret Service.
That's a good point. Okay? They should have a body cam.
They might have a body cam.
That's a good point.
They might have a body cam. If they do, that's a great point. Someone should look into if body cams are used in Butler County. I don't know if they, it depends on the laws there and how the department operates. And body cams aren't required for every cop, right? So, but there could be a body cam. There very well could be a body cam. Now, next, the Butler Township Police Department Commissioner also mentions here, remember, the Secret Service tried to blame local PD, saying that they were supposed to be securing that rooftop. But the Butler Township Police Department Commissioner says here, I'm going to say that building was discussed earlier in the week. That was confirmed to me. I wasn't directly in the loop of all the preparations, but I can tell you my team, this is the Butler County Police Department, had a very good operational plan for that day, but it was all traffic control, he said, emphasizing that they were, quote, strictly there for traffic control. He says, quote, when you look at Secret Service, Pennsylvania State Police, Butler County Sheriff's Department, the Butler Township Police. I want you to understand something. Everybody, take one breath. Understand who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about state police. I'm not talking about Secret Service. I am talking about the local county police department, Butler County Police Department, who the Secret Service tried to blame for the security failure that took place on top of that building, okay? They are saying that the local police screwed up the security of that building. Now the local police is saying, we weren't in charge of that building. We were only there for traffic control. Here he goes again. Let me tell you this, all right? Quote, this is the Butler County Police Department Commissioner in an interview with Breitbart. When you look at Secret Service, Pennsylvania State Police, Butler County Sheriff's Department, and the Butler Township Police, only responsibilities was traffic detail, correcting the record by noting that the local officer who saw the shooter on the roof was not climbing a ladder, but was hoisted by another officer. Their officers here, folks, the Butler County Police Department's officers were not there on a security detail. They were not there running security. They were not on a security assignment. They were there to manage the flow of traffic, according to the commissioner of the Butler County Police Department. It was Secret Service and Pennsylvania State Police who were, according to him, who were there to handle security. That doesn't mean these police officers aren't trying to act, and they were trying to act. They were hoisting up an officer to get a visual on the suspect, and he fell because he didn't have access to the roof, and he was pulling himself up.
How close was that to the shots being fired?
I think it was very close.
Okay, so they didn't have time to, like, alert, get trouble, like, stop.
Well, let's see. I think I read about this earlier. It says here, he emphasized the officer was in a vulnerable position using the edge of the roof to help lift himself up. He's in a very vulnerable position. He couldn't wield his gun. Explains that his team of officers is completely shaken up and demoralized. It's sad for them because they're taking a beating, and the media, social media, set up counseling for them. We're obviously all commissioners, not just me, talking to them, supporting them. My wife yesterday went and bought a bunch of us lunch and cheese and all of that thing to try and show them. It doesn't say here what how long it took between when the officer saw the suspect and then
the suspect shot. An officer being aimed at, stop the rally. You know what I mean? Like, don't let it continue.
Well, right. And so, but here's the thing. Again, those officers, the Butler County Police Department is not there on security detail. They may not even have a line of communication with Secret Service because Secret Service is providing security. Butler County PD is supposed to be handling traffic. So there's no reason for them to be talking to Secret Service, potentially, right? That's, you know, because you don't want too many voices in your ear. If your job is traffic and the other people's job is security, well, let the people who are dealing with security handle security and keep the traffic people handling traffic so lines don't get crossed. It sounds like the local PD, Butler County PD, is not to blame. They try, based off of what he said. But I want you to understand something. Both, this is my point. This is my point. I don't know who's lying. Nobody knows who's lying. But both stories cannot be true. Both stories cannot be true. Either the officer went up onto the roof, had a rifle pointed at him, and retreated, or the officer was hoisted up by his fellow officers to see what was going on, had a rifle pointed at him, went to grab his gun, and fell. Those are two distinctly different stories. Both of them cannot be true at the same time. Right? So somebody is lying. I don't know who it is. But I am more likely to believe that the Secret Service is the organization that is lying here because they've lied about other things. Number one being the sloped roof, right? You put agents on sloped roofs all the time. So that comes down to this. Well, now, the point of the matter is, look, things aren't adding up. So here's the deal, right? We are being fed a narrative through the media, through the Secret Service, through the federal agencies, right? Through politicians, that this was a security failure, okay? A security failure. The security failure would, if this is how we're referring to it, right? A security failure would indicate that they are blaming this on an unconscionable level of incompetence, negligence, and carelessness, right? That's what a security failure sounds like. A security failure sounds like incompetence, negligence, and carelessness. Now, if the Secret Service just suffered an epic lapse in competence and diligence, if that's what happened, Donald Trump is not the only protectee who is at risk of being harmed in this case. I want you to understand. Everybody stop and listen to this real quick, right? Everybody stop and listen to this real quick, okay? If this was pure incompetence, epic levels of incompetence, that would be, and that would mean that every Secret Service protectee, anybody who is protected by the United States Secret Service is right now, today, because of the leadership and the incompetence displayed on January 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, all of them are at risk. That means Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Trump's children, whoever else is protected by Secret Service. If the Secret Service suffered that big of a lapse in competence on Saturday, July 13th, everybody who is protected by Secret Service right now is at risk. Does that make sense? Because if the leadership is this bad, if the protocols had been botched like that, if something that obvious could be overlooked and exploited by a 20-year-old, if that's the story they're going with, then everybody who is right now being protected by Secret Service is at risk. Why do I think that's not the case? Because do you think Joe Biden was at risk, or Jill Biden, or Hunter Biden were at risk, or Barack Obama, who still has Secret Service protection, was at risk, that Kimberly Cheadle would still have a job with the Secret Service? The answer to that question is no. Why are we not getting calls for her resignation by other people who are protected by Secret Service right now? If this was a lapse, listen to me. If I was a former president, Republican or Democrat, and this happened to another former president, I would immediately be saying, listen, now my life is in danger. This woman needs to resign. Why are we not hearing from Obama? Why are we not hearing from Joe or Jill Biden that Kimberly Cheadle needs to resign as head of the Secret Service if this was gross incompetence? Because if it was me, I would be saying your incompetence may lead to my death now. You need to go, and we need to find better leadership. The story doesn't add up here. If they want us to believe that it was simply this massive level of incompetence, where is the accountability? Not even that she hasn't been fired yet. We have not even seen people on the left the Obamas, the Bidens, etc., calling for any sort of reforms in the Secret Service. If this was incompetence, their lives are now in danger too. Which leads me to this. Okay? Was it incompetence or not? Because there are only two explanations here. This was either the highest level of incompetence ever displayed by a security force ever in this country, considering the circumstances, considering what this country has been through with presidential assassinations, right? Kennedy, the attempted one on Reagan. Okay? This is either the after those attempts, it was supposed to be impossible for it to happen again. This was supposed to be impossible. So either we have one of two things. We have the most biggest one of two things here, right? The biggest display of incompetence from the United States Secret Service ever displayed in this country. That's number one. Yet all of the other Secret Service protectees that exist out there, the Bidens, the Obamas, etc., they're not calling for changes, which is odd. Or there was an element of intent here. There is no in between. There really is no in between. None. Either this was the biggest coincidental accident ever, or it was supposed to happen. Now, when I say intent, do I know if Kim Cheadle knew? Was it somebody below her who potentially directed and orchestrated this? I don't know. I don't know that it was intentional. I don't know that it was intentional. But because the story keeps changing, because we went from incompetence, we blamed the local police department. We now blamed sloped roofs, right? I am less likely to believe a word that comes from the Secret Service in the future. Something isn't adding up here. You mean to tell me that a 20-year-old kid was able to outsmart one of the greatest security forces the world has ever seen? You mean to tell me that a 20-year-old kid by himself did that? I'm sorry, folks. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. Is it a possibility? It is a possibility. Is it a possibility that there was a wide open door left for this kid? Sure. Accidentally, intentionally, whatever. I don't believe a 20-year-old kid figured out a way to outmaneuver the Secret Service at a rally where a former president was speaking and likely the future president was speaking in Butler, Pennsylvania. I can't wrap my head around that level of incompetence. And folks, I know what incompetence looks like. I'm a Jets fan and I'm a freaking Republican. We see incompetence all day long. If you're going to tell me that this was a massive level of incompetence on display on behalf of the Secret Service, then why have we not heard from other Secret Service protectees like Obama, like the Bidens, calling for changes to the leadership? Because if this was incompetence, now their lives are in danger too. Why have we not heard from them? That's my question. It's not adding up, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing is adding up here. I've got another story that we're going to get to. A couple of other ones. I want to get to a word I want to talk to you about the LFA TV store, which is back. What were you going to say?
Speak would like to know, how did he walk up with the gun? Did he just walk up?
So I am going to show you something that could potentially show you where he hid the gun. This is an unbelievable article on the Gateway Pundit, ladies and gentlemen, that it is going to be required reading for everybody in this audience. If you do not read this piece, it is an objective piece. If you do not read this piece, you're fired. Okay? You have to read this piece. I'll post a link in the chat in a minute. I want to talk to you about the LFA TV store. LFATV.us, the store is back, ladies and gentlemen. Return of the Jedi, the store is back. Take a look at this. This is LFATV.us. You can click on the LFA TV store tab, and the LFA TV store will load for you again a day early. Under-promised and over-delivered. Here's all the new merchandise. Look at this. All my role models went to prison. Paul, Joseph, Daniel, Peter, John, and Jesus. That's pretty cool. I like that. We're coming for you. All these new shirts are here. LFATV.us. Click on that store tab. Pick it up. Look at all this. And there's going to be even more designs that are coming out next week. Some national anthem stuff. You got the Scan for Truth brings you to the LFA website. Look at this. QR codes. You could be walking, breathing billboards for LFA TV. That's LFATV.us. Click on the store tab, or you can go directly to the store by going to jeremyherrell.com/store. I think Jeremy's in the chat now. As I mentioned earlier, he put out a very interesting video. It was on his show. It's on his Instagram now, about who owns that building. Why was the building that was used by the shooter to gain his position to shoot at President Trump, why was that building sold 4 months ago to a company whose CEO was deployed by Raytheon? A defense contractor of the United States of America? A big player in the military-industrial complex? Why did I hear on cable news this afternoon that, and I guess this came from the parents of the shooter, that packages that were marked hazardous materials delivered to this shooter's home months before this rally? Now it's possible, as I said, right, that the shooter, he lives in Pennsylvania. He's been planning this for a while, potentially. Maybe this shooter said, he'll be back here at some point. I got to get the stuff now. And when he comes back, I'll go ahead and deploy it. It's possible. Did he know? I don't know. Here's another thing, though. Here's another question I have. Because the Secret Service, again, the Secret Service, they blamed the local police. Local police said we weren't in charge of security. We were in charge of traffic. They then blamed a sloped roof, which was barely sloped. That's number two. And now we're being told it's a security failure. We're being fed this narrative that it's gross incompetence, yet other Secret Service protectees seem to have no problem. They're not calling for changes at leadership. Why? If this level of incompetence happened in a grocery store, right, where you give me the wrong piece of meat, I'd sit there and go, hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Can't you read? Hell, when they get the freaking order wrong at the drive-thru, I want those people fired. Holy moly, if somebody tasked with protecting my life screwed up protecting another former president's life, I would say, I don't trust this organization to keep me safe. We need changes. Why has Obama, why has Joe, Jill, Hunter said nothing about leadership at the Secret Service if this was indeed the biggest display of incompetence the world has ever seen? More incompetent than the Jets, more incompetent than the Republican Party, the United States Secret Service. You want me to believe that? I need to hear it from other people saying, hey, this level of incompetence makes me uncomfortable. Me, Barack Obama. Me, Joe Biden. Me, Jill Biden. If this agency can't protect the guy who is one of the most hated people in the world, also one of the most loved people in the world, but Donald Trump is notorious and he's polarizing and people either love him or hate him. And the people who hate him, hate him. They can't stand them. Why on earth would these other protectees not demand changes or answers from leadership at the Secret Service if this was incompetence? You're telling me Obama and Biden feel safe being protected by that organization, by that institution, by the Secret Service right now after what they just saw on Saturday? You're telling me they feel safe if it was incompetence? I don't think so. How did the shooter, by the way, how did the shooter build a remote detonator? How did the shooter get away with walking around with a rangefinder? They saw him with the rangefinder. They saw him walking around looking at the roof. The FBI says, don't worry, guys. There's nothing on his phone. Okay, I guess he figured out how to make a bomb by himself. I guess he figured it out by himself. Nothing to see here on the phone, right? Nothing to see here. He's got a remote detonator and bombs in his car. You know, everyone knows how to make bombs, especially ones that could be remote detonated, right? It's just a, it's a simple thing. It's like cooking a hamburger. You know, you turn on the grill, you put the burger down, you cook one side, you flip it, you put the other side, then the cheese, and you put it on the bun. You make sure it's not raw like Chuck Schumer and Kathy Hochul, and y'all have a nice party, right? No, it's not that easy to make a bomb with a remote detonator. I want to talk to you about this Gateway Pundit piece, though, folks. This is the big one. This is the big one right here. And I'm going to put this link in the chat. Guys, gals, in the chat, this is required reading. This is your homework. I'm not going to test you on it. You're all big boys and big girls in there, right? Bigger boy and bigger girls than Joe Biden, the big boy press conference. But this is going to blow your mind. This talks about the ladder. This talks about the gun. Everything. Everything. Okay. Here we have this piece on the Gateway Pundit. I want to show you something right here. This is a photo. Everybody's probably seen this photo if you right there of the ladder propped up against the building, right? And everybody seems to think that the shooter brought that ladder in. Okay? He didn't. That is a 10-foot ladder. The shooter apparently bought a 5-foot ladder the day of the shooting. Okay? We following me now? That picture of the ladder is not the same ladder that the shooter bought at Home Depot. It would not fit in the shooter's car. There would be no way for him to get it from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania to Butler, Pennsylvania in the vehicle that he took there. It makes no sense, as this piece says, how crooks would have been able to do enough advanced research and investigation beforehand to know the security protocols of the Trump rally and know the details of which building to get up on top of to take sniper shots at Donald Trump. CNN describes the ladder purchase, sources it to an unnamed law enforcement official, says on Friday he went to a shooting range where he was a member, practiced firing. A law enforcement official told CNN the next morning he went to a Home Depot, he bought a 5-foot ladder, and went to a gun store where he purchased 50 rounds of ammunition. It is claimed by mainstream media that crooks bought a 5-foot ladder for the rally. The lightest 5-foot ladder sold by Home Depot weighs 12 pounds. Crook's height and weight are not released, but he looks like an average male with average build. He's likely 190 pounds and 5'9". Maybe he's a little lighter. He looks like he's a little lighter, but who knows? Crooks was driving his Hyundai Sonata to the rally. He had a backpack, an AR-15-style gun, brings himself to the roof of the AGR building, which Jeremy breaks down for you. I encourage you to watch that clip. The AR-15 weighs about 7 pounds. So his body weight, this is important, the weight. Body weight, ladder weight, gun weight, totals around 210 pounds, okay? Now, the building is 10 feet tall. Let's do some math, ladies and gentlemen. The building is 10 feet tall. The ladder that he bought was 5 feet tall. There is no way to gain are we missing feet, right? We're missing 5 feet. You've got a 5-foot ladder. You got a 10-foot building. How are you getting to the top of a 10-foot building with a 5-foot ladder? Are you going to jump? Do you have help? Or did you find another way up? Oops, I'm sorry. 5-foot ladder, 10-foot building. Math doesn't add up here, right? Math doesn't add up here. With a 5-foot ladder, there's no way for the shooter to easily gain access to the roof, which is about 10 feet tall. The shooter was allegedly observed through a window where a counter-sniper team was located inside the building that the shooter was attempting to scale. It appears the location where the shooter most likely had been observed through a window and placed the ladder to have gotten access to the roof is near the backloading bays at the building in question. The shooter brings the ladder, places it, and climbs up and gains access to the roof, according to the official story. CBS used anonymous law enforcement sources to tell an implausible story about the shooter. They say he managed to find the one building on site with a perfect line of sight to President Trump, manages to pick a building with counter snipers inside of it, manages to alert a sniper so that he takes action, but the action is only to take a picture of him, forward it, and do nothing else. The shooter was fortunate enough to be able to walk around on the roof of a building where the counter-snipers team below were too busy texting photos of people that they were there, that the shooter was there. Now, they say here it was unclear whether the shooter brought the ladder to the Trump's event, where he ultimately ended up on the roof about 410 feet from the main stage, or not. But this is the big picture right here. I'm going to show you this, right? Take a look at this photograph. Right here. Look at his photograph. Okay? Look. There's the SWAT ladder from that original photo. You see what I'm talking about there? And here's the shooter's ladder propped up on top of what looks to be an open storage unit on the rear of the building by the loading bay. You see what I'm saying over there? Hopefully you saw that. Now, the ladder was removed by the FBI, as you can see in this photo right here. There's no ladder anymore. That's the ladder that they were alleging he used. I want you to keep following me here. When the Gateway Pundit reporters approached the facility, they were ushered away by the FBI and Pennsylvania State Police, but they managed to identify what structure is next to the loading bay in that spot. The structure that crooks could have placed his 5-foot ladder upon to gain access to the roof. You see this? You see that structure right there? That's a plastic shed. This plastic shed, as you can see, another photo of it, is a Craftsman 4-foot by 6-foot resin storage shed. They retail online for $600. The manual for the resin storage shed says, do not stand, sit, or store items on the storage shed's roof. Apparently, the support for the storage shed's roof can only support 20 pounds. But we just went over the fact that the shooter himself, without the gun, without the ladder, without the backpack, with anything else in it, is already 190 pounds plus. Or maybe he's 150 pounds. That's a lot more than 20. The point of the matter is, if he put that ladder on that roof and he climbed up that ladder to the building, the shed's roof would have caved in and he wouldn't have made it up there. That is not the way he got on top of that building based off of the product specification himself. We are not getting the full story. Currently, as this piece mentions, there is no current coherent, plausible way that the shooter got onto the roof. The available story in the mainstream media, sourced anonymously, is not credible. If law enforcement is lying to the media about how the shooter got onto the roof, it kills the credibility of law enforcement in this matter. The on-site agents there told the Gateway Pundit they had nothing to offer. Law enforcement is now suggesting to friendly mainstream media outlets that the shooter got onto the roof by climbing air conditioning units, which means the story, once again, keeps on changing. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is adding up here. Not a single thing. That piece in the Gateway Pundit, and I only took snippets out of it, is alarming when you find out that the explanations that we are giving are being given do not make sense. That storage shed where there's the picture of the ladder there that would have given him access to the building, he couldn't have climbed up through there. Now, did he take the ladder? First of all, how the hell is he walking around with a ladder? I don't think that's how he got up there, folks.
It makes so much more sense to climb the ladder that's hidden behind those trees.
The one that the SWAT team, right?
Yeah.
Remember, it was a sloped roof, by the way. The reason why there weren't Secret Service agents up there.
Over 2,000, by the way.
We'll get to the...
They want Mo.
What? Oh, we're over 2,000. Wow. All right. Mo! Mo is here. Over 2,000, you guys get Mo. This is our hedgehog. All right. There you go. You guys, thank you. It's 2,000 people. That's great. That's awesome. Amazing. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. All right. Moving on. I want to play something. Look, we're just not going to get to everything in the show today. I got to get to the Matt Brown picture. We'll get to that at the end. We're going to have some fun. I want to get to this one here. You know, the most iconic photograph in American political history is this one right here, right? Ladies and gentlemen, you do not hate the media enough. You do not hate the media enough. Listen to this.
Significant impact on U.S. elections and on American politics overall. This week, the photo of former President Trump standing tall moments after an assassination attempt, fist raised in the air, blood streaming down his face, is arguably one of those images. It was chosen to appear on the cover of Time because of its, quote, historical significance. But a new report reveals that some in the media want to bury the iconic photo that shows Trump standing strong. Axios reporting, quote, a photo editor and photographer from a major news outlet said the amount that publications have been using the photo is kind of free PR for Trump in a way. And it's dangerous, they said, for media organizations to keep sharing that photo despite how good it is.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? you do not hate the media enough. The single most iconic photograph in American political history. Donald Trump with his fist raised defiantly, with the blood running down his face after he just told everybody to keep fighting, to not give up. The reason he was in that position is because of some of these media outlets who continued to compare him to Adolf Hitler, who continued to call his supporters domestic terrorists, domestic extremists, fascists, Nazis, white supremacists. Those same media outlets, those same scumbags are now saying, stop sharing the photo. It's dangerous. It's free PR. It's too good for Trump. You do not hate the mainstream media enough. And when I say hate, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean go out there and do violence. Hit them where it really hurts and turn them off for good. And tell your friends to do it too. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, I want to get to a word here quickly. Bio-optimizer. Anybody ever hear about this? Bio-optimizers? It's amazing. Bio-optimizers. Folks, do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? I love magnesium. Because 4 out of 5 Americans aren't. Did you know that there's one phase of sleep that almost everyone fails to get enough of? That would be REM sleep. Have you been struggling with mood swings? Listen, ever since I started taking magnesium breakthrough and adding that to my nightly routine, Brennan, you've been taking magnesium too. We've been able to sleep quietly. Restless leg syndrome goes away. It is amazing. Folks, don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with Magnesium Breakthrough. It's an exclusive offer. Exclusive offer. With Magnesium Breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen, it is called Buy Optimizers, not Bio Optimizers anyway, buyoptimizers.com, buyoptimizers.com, buyoptimizers.com. This is an amazing product, an amazing, amazing group, and we love magnesium. Magnesium is tremendous. So I want you to check this out, buyoptimizers.com slash LFA, buyoptimizers.com slash LFA. That is bi-optimizers.com/LFA. We are very, very appreciative, and we would love to see everybody get in there and check that product out, buyoptimizers.com. Folks, did you hear about Bob Menendez? He was convicted on bribery charges. Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey, I want you to listen to what Bob Menendez said here. This is alarming. Take a look.
Good afternoon. Obviously, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed by the jury's decision. I have every faith that the law and the facts do not sustain that decision and that we will be successful upon appeal. I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent. The decision rendered by the jury today will put at risk every member of the United States Senate.
Did you hear what he said? The decision rendered by the jury today would put at risk every member of the United States Senate. Is Bob Menendez saying that every member of the United States Senate is being bribed by foreign countries right now? That's an important question. That's a big one, folks. That's a big one. Let's end the day on a little fun, shall we? Here's one fun thing. Adam Schiff is now calling for his bug eyes. I am calling for Joe Biden, my watermelon head, to withdraw from the race. Okay. That's fun. We're not going to get to talk about that much, but I want to show you this. Matt Brown, our very own Matt Brown. Is he in the chat today? We have him in there?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Very good. Matt Brown's a rock star. He's now super famous. He did a little bit of work on his sloped roof today. Take a look. Up there with a Trump 2024 flag, and he posted on X. Don't do this if you're a Secret Service agent. Trump 2024 flag on his sloped roof. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have an ungoverned exclusive here behind the scenes of how Matt Brown became an internet sensation and possibly started a brand new, only if you feel safe, challenge. Find a slope roof, get on it, and wave a Trump flag. Here is Matt Brown behind the scenes. This is amazing. you know, if he can get up on there, and he said this to me, he's like, you know, I don't know how old he said he was. He said, but he's got some sort of sciatica or something. If he could do that, the Secret Service should be able to do that. And this roof is a hell of a lot more pitched than the one over in Butler, Pennsylvania. Look, there he is with his Trump hat. He's got the ladder. This is a very capable man here, Matt Brown. Very smart, very creative, great sense of humor.
Thank you, sir.
He says, give me that flag. There he goes, up the ladder. Look at this. All the way up the ladder nicely. No issues. Matt gets up on the roof. That's in Greenville, South Carolina, by the way. As he mentioned on X, he's got his flag. And now you're going to see how sloped the roof actually is. There he is up there with his Trump 2024. That's a nice flag. I like that flag. There he's walking across the roof. That's a pretty steep pitch there. A lot steeper than the 2-12 pitch over on the Butler, Pennsylvania roof. So anyway, there's Matt Brown displaying the fact that his capabilities exceed those of the Secret Service agents, according, of course, to Kim Cheadle, who is lying through her teeth when she said, we didn't put them up there because of a sloped roof. You either didn't put them up there because you didn't think to do it, or you wanted that roof to be unguarded. And that is disgusting. That is disgusting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. We really appreciate everybody here. I have not asked once today to hit the thumbs up button. We've got 2,100 people watching this afternoon. This is great. Very nice. Thank you so much, everybody, being here. We are live Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern to 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here, rumble.com/LFATV. Make sure that you are giving this channel a follow. Make sure you drop a like. That is the thumbs up button right there down underneath the video. We really appreciate it. Head over to the website, Farish Media, FARASHmedia.com. Sign up for our email list. It is completely free. If you can, we'd appreciate this as well. Head over to our podcast channel. It's anywhere you get your podcast. Search for Ungoverned. It's right there on the lower thirds. That's how you spell it. Hit subscribe. That's all you have to do. It's completely free. Zach, the Misfit Patriot, and I are going to be we're going to be streaming J.D. Vance's address at the RNC tonight and then analyzing that speech later tonight. We're probably going to be firing up that live stream as soon as J.D. starts speaking. So keep a lookout for that on the Misfit Patriots channel on Rumble. I believe that's TMP Uncensored. So check that out later. We'll be on a little later tonight with, instead of the weekly breakdown, I think we're just going to be breaking down J.D. Vance's speech. We're going to try and make that work the best we can. So that's going to be later tonight around 9 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, when that is supposed to happen. Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Unrestricted Invasion at 7 p.m., and Based America with Drew Hernandez at 8 p.m. As President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. But we will fight, 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 and save our country. We're going to fight to save our country, politically, of course. Thank you so much for watching and listening. As always, we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV, 5 p.m. Eastern for Ungoverned. Until then, have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll catch you later tonight on Misfits Channel. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy J.D. Vance's speech. We will be back tomorrow, live, then pre-recorded, then live again. As you know, it is a Thursday, unless we get moved around because Newsmax might be at the RNC, so I'm not sure. But we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 5 p.m. Eastern for Ungoverned. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Have a great rest of your day. Bang gavel.